It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The verbal section of the SAT focuses on English words, but a good way to prepare is to study Latin and maybe a little bit of Greek.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
Well, as if the SATs weren't dreaded enough, now you're telling us we need to toss Latin and Greek into the mix if we want to do well. You are so cruel, Ann.
But this is what I always heard in high school. Did you hear this?
No.
Oh, this was people said, if you study Latin, that's going to be the way you do well on the SAT.
And they told me algebra. They were lying.
I think algebra is very helpful, too. And I always had a sense that Latin was in some way related to all the hard words that you might find on the SAT. And now that I am someone who studies the history of English, you can explain why it is that you get so many Latinate words on the SAT.
Well, I found actually French, having just French classes in school helped me a lot with language.
And it would, because French being a Romance language, being related to Latin, you could still find the root which would help you understand the English word. Now, it's fair to say, why are there so many Latinate words that show up on the SAT? And this goes back to the borrowing that English was doing in the Renaissance. Not everyone realized, up to the Renaissance, English was seen as the rude or barbarous, unworthy language compared with French and Latin. In the Renaissance, when people decided that English could and should be used for registers like scientific writing and medical writing and high literature, English needed to borrow a lot of words to be able to handle some of those registers. So at the time, we borrowed an enormous amount from Latin and Greek, and we borrowed them into academic language. So the SAT is often testing academic language, and as a result, it tests our knowledge of Latinate words.
So it comes in handy in everyday life, right? Because I like gardening, for example, and part of that is learning the Latin names of plants. So Latin is useful in all parts of life.
It is. And I was struck by how much it permeates the SAT. So I just went in and took a sample question from the 2011-2012 practice test. And I have to say, I didn't work hard at this. I just pulled a question to see how many of the words it was testing were borrowed. And the answer was all five choices were borrowed words. The sentence was, physical exercise often has a blank effect, releasing emotional tension and refreshing the spirit. The answer is cathartic. It has a cathartic effect, which is borrowed in from Latin. Your other choices were pejorative, Latin, debilitating, Latin, tenacious, Latin, or retentive, French.
So I think what you're saying is we all need to be Latin lovers, right?
In fact, English is a language for Latin lovers because we've got French and Latin words all over the language.
Fascinating. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Rena. Have a good day.
You too.